right though. We can take them dark days, open up the shade, and let the light flow. Then you looking for the real type guy, but shorty, can I get 5 minutes of your time to look that damn good and be alone? It's a crime. I'm really just joking, but can the king get to know ya? Get your number and I can show ya everything and then expose to ya. Over here, it's a whole new ball game. I'm trying to get you in the lead. So what you say to that? You trying to roll with a king?
Calling from Evansville, Indiana.
All right, Evansville.
812, what it do? 773,
right.
Stand up. We in the building.
All right. So tell us how your hip-hop music journey began. What sparked your skills? What sparked your skills and your talent?
So believe it or not, what most people don't know, and I'm kind of embarrassed to even be talking about this on the radio, but it is what it is. I actually used to be a poet before I did anything. I used to write poems back in grade school and whatnot. A few of my poems was actually published in the grade school's little newsletters and whatnot. Then I discovered that I can actually sing. So around like, I'll say about 12-ish, that's when I started actually singing. As far as the rapping started, when I was about 14 to 15, my brother, R. Dot, shout out to R. Dot and the Gladiator family back in Chicago, they had a group called the Mason Mob. And at that time, they was recording actual tapes, cassette tapes at this time, of them just actually making music. And I sit back and I used to listen to them through the windows and whatnot making music, and I thought to myself that I can actually do that. So I started writing little raps here and there. Over the years and whatnot, I learned to develop and critique my craft to the point where I knew that I can actually put out major songs and write major hits for people and things like that, not just for myself, though.
Right. Well, thank you for that information. Wow. That's awesome. So do you have gotten your talent from your parents and any other siblings that are musically talented as you, besides your brother that you mentioned?
Yeah, actually, my entire family, I wouldn't say my entire family,
okay,
but a vast majority of us is pretty talented. My cousin, Darrow, in Chicago, that's my little cousin. He's definitely doing his thing right now. My big cousin, Joe Wayne, he's also a rapper and a producer. My brother, Art Dot, of course. My cousin, Ant, he's a singer in Chicago. my little brother. He's also a singer and an up-and-coming producer. So I come from a pretty decent line of musicians and whatnot, and not just from the hip-hop genre. A lot of gospel singers in my family as well. We come from a long line of gospel singers and whatnot. I think that's where a lot of our music originated from, because our elders and our olders, they was more in tune with church and gospel and stuff like that, and which we was too growing up. So all of us started there. So, yeah, there's a lot of us that's pretty musically inclined.
Right. Got it in your blood. I would like to spin one of your tracks. This one's called Bridge. Can you explain which album this one comes from?
Yes, I can.
Go right ahead. Bridge
You Burn was a track that's actually on my new EP that just dropped. I Hope They Hit Me, Volume 1, which you can actually get that on or check it out on SoundCloud. You can type in SoundCloud, King Black, that's King space Black. And it comes from me just hearing a lot of, like, women have a lot of anthem songs. Y'all have a lot of breakup songs and empowering songs and whatnot that's mainly towards the females and whatnot, and which is great. That's a great thing. But the men, how I felt, we didn't have those type of songs. I guess that men just don't make them type of songs and stuff like that. So I felt like that I should be the one to put out a track like that. And Bridge You Burn is simply saying that if you got a good man, ladies, don't misuse your good man, just like you wouldn't want a good man to misuse a good woman. It's in the same sense. You know what I mean? So I wanted to make that publicly known that it's an equal thing on both sides. We got feelings just as well as the women got feelings. And if you mess over a good man, you can put yourself in a situation that you don't want to be in, and you're regretting the fact that you had this man and you lost him.
Now, I want to correct this. Now, I just got Bridge. That's the one that you sent me.
Which one?
Bridge.
Yeah, right. That's the actual song inside of Bridge You Burn.
Oh, it is? Okay. Now, this is the one you sent me, and I noticed that you had another one called Bridge on your new EP. Now, I didn't load up the one from the new EP, but here it is, Bridge, and you stay in that seat. King Black will be right back.
Young Nab, baby.
A nigga lost everything he owned. Would you leave him all alone? Would you hit the clan if he was calling on your phone? You said you couldn't take it. You said you ain't got the patience to downgrade from the funds it would break in. Forgetting the fact he met your ass in the basement, getting wasted of cheap liquor. He put you on that rail, now your friends ain't the same either. You went from painless to say less about price tags. From knockoff rainbow to that Michael Kors white bag. He turned you nothing in the summer, got you killing every summer. And the women ain't the issue when you chilling in the state blue. Now it's hard times, it's an issue. Money coming tight, so for you, it's official. You got a dip, claiming you can't deal with the broke shit. No shit. At first you was in love and nothing could replace it. I guess the money was the only thing you was chasing. After everything you done did, you just go up and flee the crib. I tell you about a motherfucker. You need to watch the bridge you burn. You never know when you would need him. Cause what you do, it will return. They say karma is the meanest. When a good man gone, he gone for life. When a good man gone, I said he gone for life, yeah. A few months passed, you got a new bag. It's all good, your new dude moved good glass. He got a habit though, so every now and then that coke has to end and results with you on the floor. And you pregnant with his baby, living with his other lady, cause he said he like his hoes under one roof. You held hostage and you 4 months till you do. And now you stuck, like what the fuck am I gonna do? Your last dude, he recovered. For a few months he went and stayed with his brother. Helped him with a gig, about to lease a new crib. Met a nice little shorty wife with potential and plan to have a few kids. You cross paths and he asks how you been. You hit him with a lie, living lies, what you thinking? Not trying to revive all them regrets from a past thing. That could have been her, shopping for engagement rings, going on picnics and living the American dream. But they need and agree, put a soul in a sunken place. He like, alright, catch you later, hope you live it straight. Yeah. You need to watch the bridge you burn. You never know when you would need them. Cause what they do, it will return.
They say karma is the meaning. When a good man gone, he gone for life. When a good man gone, I said he gone for life. You need to watch the bridge you burn. You never know when you would need them. Cause what you do, it will return. They say karma is the meanest. When a good man gone, he gone for life. When a good man gone, he gone for life. Yeah.
All right, everyone. That is Bringage by King Black. All right. That's another track I really love. And congratulations on your new EP. And also,
thank you,
all your fans out there, you got a surprise for them, too. You got some new music projects coming in the future. You want to go ahead and mention that?
I definitely do. So be on the lookout for the album itself entitled King. That's dropping here within the next month. I'll probably drop that April 21st is when that's scheduled to come out. I also have another mixtape coming out called Smoke Volume 1. And then I have that's coming out March 13th this month as well. And then I have another one scheduled to come out also in May. So I'm pretty working very, very hard. So y'all
wow.
have a lot of content from King Black.
All right, and thank you for that information. And you really smoking hot here in the Ville. You got an event coming up over at the Sidetrack the end of this month of March. Can you go ahead and tell us about that event?
So the event is the Drip Fest. King Black will be headlining the Drip Fest alongside of YRK, Young Real Kings, also out of Evansville. Shout out to them guys right there. It's going to be 6 Illinois Street, if I'm not mistaken. I may have said that address wrong. Forgive me if I did, but definitely pop out March 28th, Sidetrack, Drip Fest. King Black will be there performing live. You know what I'm talking about? So, Evil,
yeah.
y'all come out, 812. Let's pop out.
All right, now, tickets? Where can they get tickets?
We definitely got tickets. Definitely get. So, you can DM me, King Black JN Music on Facebook for tickets. Otherwise, it's going to be 15 at the door. $10 right now in advance. So please inbox me. That's King Black JN Music on Facebook. Definitely look me up. I got tickets right now going for $10. If not, $15 at the door. So hit me up if you want them.
All right. Somebody call in. See if you want to get some tickets for this event coming up. Them tickets are going to be out fast. So get with King Black. All right. I would like to play a little bit of Gladiator. Is there a brief story behind that track?
King Gladiator was a track that it was formed back when I was a Gladiator. Again, shout out to the Gladiators back in Chicago. I got them and my peoples there. That's when I was pretty much coming out as an actual independent artist that I knew that at that time I was called Mr. Black. We're going to put that out there. I was just not getting my feet wet to me full-fledged doing music. So I revamped who I was then, and I created King Black, and that's where King Gladiator came from.
All right, stay in your seat. We'll be right back. Here is Gladiator.
Get them hoes at they damn clothes. Forever a beast, no pussy in me. But a lot of these niggas is giving out pussy for free.
Wow.
I'm D-Way, so I'm stuck with the heat. And best believe I'm shooting three if you fucking with me. I'm out of my mind, it's probably the lime. And a white bitch with big six equals a hell of a time. It's my mind, come and test the rule. Boy, I will shoot that deuce, deuce. And knock your head off your boot.
What's that, boy?
Nigga. So dope I am, come close now, fam. And get lift up to heaven from like right where you stand. Hey, Doc told me while we sitting there wasting time, listen to these whack rhymes and punchlines that be out of time. Get out of our way or we fighting today. You catch three imprint and knuckles coming right to your face. The bottom line, we JN with R9. Rob your whole strip like we suffering from hard times.
Run it, nigga.
The bottom line, we JN with R9s. Rob your whole strip like we suffering from hard times. That was a hotline. Had to reiterate. Nigga, you benefit. Still with the shitty face. I'm getting silly cake.
Tonight I might just eat the pussy off of Ricky Lake. My bar's ignorant, keep up with how I'm fitting. I'm just a young nigga out smoking, drunk living. But yes, I am the most underrated killer from the west side and the illest nigga since Bump J. So crazy, boy.
All right, everyone, that is Gladiator by King Black. And you know what, King Black? I'm in the mood to play that new track off of a new EP. And that one's called What's the Move, featuring Maria.
What's the Move?
You give me a... Yeah. Woo! Let me tell you
something.
You're going
to put that one out
there, huh? Is there a brief story behind that track before I spin it?
Actually, with this one, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. The beat is what really inspired the whole thing. So most people,
yeah,
they write music off of inspiration from things that they have experienced in life or what,
yeah,
they're going through, which is fine. I do the same thing. But sometimes if I'm in my mode and I'm in my zone, a beat can actually talk to me. You know what I mean? So I don't even have,
yeah,
to speak to this beat. The beat will tell me where to go and how to structure this song. So really, you know what I'm saying? The beat itself is where that inspiration came from. So y'all thank the producer. Thank the melodies of it. And Maria is a great artist. She's dope. Y'all be looking for her soon. She's gonna be dropping real soon. It's a great track.
All right, here is The Move featuring Maria.
Young Nap Baby.
Mama, not trying to stop you from getting it popping, but I gotta say the way that body move is so intoxicating. Hey, what's your name and your sign? Now you're single, baby. Extra age and a reply, a grown lady. Was at my diggy boo, later hit this cool with you. Homie, hit this party with the gang you trying to slide through. It's over groovy like whenever you a smooth vibe. You hella chillin', baby, and I'm a cool guy. Them bottles popping, the baby crushing the Keisha Cole. And ain't nobody on dummy, that's how it's supposed to go. She say your girl about to leave, baby, we both can go. My whip is parked outside and it's an open road. You tryna kick it for a minute, I can deal your route. Just to get 20 extra minutes so we can talk. You something special like a unicorn smoking loud. And you should let me do that, you know,
now,
make
baby,
me
smile. Tell me what's the move, cause you know a nigga digging you. So maybe we can kick it and chill for a minute. Now, baby, tell me what's the move. Cause you know a nigga digging you. So maybe we can kick it and chill for a minute. Tonight, tonight, yeah.
Don't tell me I can't have it cause I want it. Don't care about the price, pull out your wallet. I know you see me laughing, boy, please stop it. You wasting time when I could be out shopping, yeah. I'm a pretty bitch, coaching Louis Rich. Diamonds icy, they dripping all off my shoes and shit. All in my bag, chick, burn one and flip a brick. Say that shit to me if you got a bone to pick. I'm back to the basics, but not basic training. You're not hearing me or hearing what I'm saying. I won't waste my time on niggas who ain't paying. For my rent, my shoes, my everyday expenses, baby. I'm on that new wave, but most of y'all can't swim. You got me talking to my girls like, yo, I fuck with him. You want your king shit, and baby, I'm the queen.
Now, baby, tell me what's the move. Cause you know a nigga digging you. So maybe we can kick it and chill for a minute. Tonight, tonight. Now, baby, tell me what's the move. Cause you know a nigga digging you. So maybe we can kick it and chill for a minute.
That's man right that there.
That is a beautiful song right there. That,
that
is.
I like how. Yeah, I like how you did that. That is.
Can
so
I say
lovely.
One thing real quick? Not just real.
Go
can
right
I say
ahead.
One thing real quick?
Go
is
ahead.
Any artist out there that's tuning in to the radio station right now? I do work with artists. I do write music for artists as well. Not only hip hop artists, but R&B singers as well. I do soul music as well. So feel free to reach out to me. I write beautiful music. I just do this for the love of hip hop. What I mean by that is that reach out to me. Let's network. Let's grow. Let's work together. And let's get some great content out there.
All right. Y'all hear that right there? That's what's up. King Black. All right, King Black. Give your website information and your social media pages that all of our curious listeners and fans can follow you up on.
So as far as Facebook, you can hit me up at King Black JN Music. That is King Black JN Music with a J, not a G. Instagram is official_KingBlack18. Again, Instagram is official_KingBlack18. SoundCloud is @KingBlack, and that King Black is spaced out. There's a lot of King Blacks out there, but there's only one of this King Black.
Right. All right. Thank you for that information. I would like to ask you, King Black, will you be creating any videos with any of your music anytime soon or in the future?
Give me that question one more time.
Videos, like YouTube videos with your music?
Oh, absolutely.
Music
absolutely.
Videos.
I actually have, I have one out. I got one out right now. It's King Black promo video to I'm Ready. That's on YouTube right now. I'm scheduled to drop at least 6 videos for the upcoming album, King. So be looking for those right there.
Okay.
I may drop 2 off of this mixtape right here. I hope they hear me, which is on SoundCloud right now. Dropped yesterday, Volume 1. I hope they hear me. Go check that out. I plan on putting a lot of visuals out there. So the project that's out right now, and then the album is going to be in total of 8 videos.
Wow. I hope I can get in one.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm just joking.
All you got to do is just say the word. You know, I got you.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move on. What is your motivation, King Black, to keep doing your music thing? Your motivation that keeps you going, keep doing it.
Music. That's the motivation. Music is vibration. Music is therapy. Music is healing. Music can be comforting. Music is a person all of his own. So my motivation is not money. My motivation is not fame. My motivation is just being creative, writing music. I'm going to be 80 years old, still with a studio, still recording music and dropping hits, whether it's in 2090. You know what I mean? That drives me just to hear great music, great artists like Anita Baker, Adele, your Johnny Taylor. Then you go up to your DMXs, your Talib Kweli's, your Trap Call Quest. Then you jump up to your Cassidy's and your Pharrell's. And then you jump up to your Rich Homie Quan's and your NBA Youngboys. Everybody has a genre of music, and music has elevated tremendously from what it used to be. I mean, I can't say it really stayed the same because that's what music does. It transforms. You know what I mean? Hip-hop has a great way of transforming and bringing out the best in people in their genre. And right now, it's the biggest genre out right now. I will definitely say it's hip-hop. Country is doing this thing. Gospel is definitely doing this thing. R&B is doing this thing. But hip-hop is the number one genre.
What about Southern Soul?
Southern Soul is going to always have a special place. That's like Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce. You can't replace that with nothing. It's in its own lane.
But
if you notice that hip-hop itself has increased when it comes to like the popularity of it. Before, it was a market that was only in the Black community. You had a few of the other races that was engaged into the hip-hop culture. But now everybody is hip-hop inclined. Everybody from the white to the Indians, the Mexicans, the Japans. You know what I mean?
Everybody.
Like, I don't mean to say Japans. I don't mean to say that. But, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, everybody is more hip-hop in tune now, which is a great thing. Yeah. I just hope and I pray that everybody use it wisely.
Hello, Africans out there. Hello, UK. I know you're listening. I just want to holler. So what is that ultimate desire of what you wish your fans to get out of all of your music, King Black?
Walk your own pace. Never follow a trend. Trends die. Create music that you want to create. Somebody out there is going to love your music. A lot of artists make music for what's happening, which is a beautiful thing. You know what I mean? But they lose themselves in trying to pursue that. They lose why they started doing music. So me, I preserve my craft. You know what I mean? Like, I preserve everything that I do. So that's just my message. You know what I mean? Stay you, stay true to you, Don't switch up for nobody. Don't be afraid to venture off, but just remember why you do this. Remember what you started this for, why you picked up that pen and that notebook and you turned on that instrumental and that vibe, that first vibe that got you just that rush, like being high for the first time. You know what I mean? That's what music is. And keep that purity.
Yeah.
That's my message
to
everybody.
I think that's the message right there, King Black, and thank you for that info. When most writers start off, they start off with the love of themselves and the love of their skill and mastering their skill. But when the fans and followers come around, it tends to distract them, and all they want to do is work for them. And then they get out of their own lane and trying to please the fans, and it just gets real disastrous. And I think
it's about marketing.
That's
marketing.
Yeah, I agree.
Because promoters definitely want to market a certain type of crowd, and then the labels and any other managers and whatnot or agents, they want to put you in a certain type of perspective because they feel like that's where the fame is going to come from or the money is going to come from. But reality is, the truth is in the music is where the money comes from. When people can feel you and feel that your music is genuine and you're really coming from the heart and the soul with this, that's where your real fan base and your forever fans come from.
Right. And thank you for that information. Thank you, King Black. We're almost coming to the end of our showcase. I know we was having fun. Give the information about the event, the Drip event at the Sidetrack here in Evansville, Indiana, and the tickets information again for me, please. Go right ahead.
So my local folks, my A12s, what it do, 773, we in the building. Anybody in the area of the Evansville, March 28th, Sidetrack event, the Drip Fest, will be going live. Show starts at 10 p.m. You can get tickets from me. Hit me up on Facebook, King Black JN Music, for the $10 tickets. Otherwise, there will be $15 at the door. It's going to be a great event, Dressed to Impress. We will be having a lot of fun out there. There will be VIP tables available. There will be a lot of great things. So just make sure that if you're in the area, mark this on your calendar. March 28th, Evansville, Indiana, Sidetrack, the Drip Fest. Be there, and let's get it all the way wet.
All right. You hear that, fans out there? All right, let's do it. You're more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you in your hip hop journey. Go right ahead, King Black.
I would definitely want to give a shout out to my bro Tri, Esperanza Sensen. I love those guys. My manager Christian Bennett, working hard. Definitely want to give a shout out to him. My business partner Chanel Renee. We definitely doing our thing over at JM Music Group. Again, shout out to R. Dot and the Gladiator family in Chicago. Shout out to Joe Wayne Gates. Shout out to Darrow in Chicago. Family Ties doing their thing out there. Any artist that's working hard and grinding, shout out to all of y'all. Stay motivated. Keep grinding. Don't give up on yourself at all. Be your biggest fan. You are kings and queens out here. It's your boy King Black, JM Music Group. Y'all know what it does, huh?
All right. Let's get it. All right. Now, since we're coming to a close to our end of our showcase, I didn't have fun with you, King Black, and I want you to return back on my platform with your new projects. I want to thank you for taking out your time to come and do this. And any words of encouragement would you like to give those out there suffering in the world today? I know I heard the advice and the message you gave, but any words of encouragement or a spiritual message you want to deliver before we sign out?
Absolutely. Keep going. Keep going. It could be worse. As long as you're breathing, as long as you're able to walk and talk, keep going. You never know where that road going to take you. Just keep going.
All right. And thank you for that information, King Black. That is King Black on my floor tonight, everyone. I want to thank you, King Black. I will play the last track for this show called Name and Number. And you keep in touch with me. Keep me updated. Keep me posted. And thank you again. I appreciate it. And see you again soon.
For sure. Thank you for having me on the show.
All right. All right. This is Lady Diva signing out, everyone. Thank you all for your support. And keep up with me and tune in to my shows. I have more shows this week. And here is name and number. Good night, everyone.
Name and your number, baby.
Your number, baby.
I take you out to the hood as you coming, baby.
You coming, baby.
I let you buy the thing. I count the money, baby.
That money, baby.
I only keep it G. Yeah, I'm coming, baby.
I'm coming, baby.
Shawty, what's your name and your number, baby?
Your number, baby.
I take you out to the hood as you coming, baby.
You coming, baby.
I let you buy the thing. I count the money, baby.
I count that money, baby.
I only keep it G. Yeah, I'm coming, baby.
I'm coming, baby.
Now I ain't gon' flex, man, baby. You better shit. Make a nigga get you access to that bag and shit. They popping bottles, you taking shots, that's tragic shit. Come slide off with that king, that's magic shit. We the old school with no rules, bumping that Mary J. Blowing on Mary J. Running through bags, like you ever complain. I give you this game for free, no charge to pay. I throw with the keys until I go far to pay. You ain't never had a love like this, don't trip, I got it. And when it comes to getting that sack, no problem. I'm breaking it down, cause being broke is not an option. You see me at all of these bodies, popping bottles in the problem. The way you move it got me on it, baby. Fuck around and hit the bag of money, baby. You got this nigga feeling some type of way. I just need your name before you walk away. Hey, shawty, what's your name and your number, baby?
Your number, baby.
I take you out the hood as you coming, baby.
You coming, baby.
I let you try the thing, I count the money,
I count
baby.
The money, baby.
I only keep it G, yeah, I'm coming, baby.
I'm coming, baby.
Shawty, what's your name and your number, baby?
What's your number, baby?
I take you out the hood.
Nothing new, you already know you're one of a kind. Let's get the basics, I don't give a fuck about lines. Just wanna add some bling to compliment your natural shine. What's your name, what's your number, tell me what it do. Got some goals in life, baby, let me make them true. Throw it back, ride hard, then I'll go to tour. Put you on a jet, tell me where you wanna go. You lost time, let's go to 50 bucks up. In the morning, I'll write a check for anything.
I wanna make sure you get the best. New house, new car, new clothes, say that's overdressed. Sitting on them beaches around the world, that's never stressed. Keep your body rising like the ocean till it crests. Shawty, what's your name and your number, baby?
Your number, baby.
I take you out the hood.